Welcome to Jess Williamson, the podcast where we build businesses for life. Welcome back. I have an incredible guest, Natasha Weeks. She is the founder of NW Creative Studio, where she is an absolute gun at all things digital marketing strategy, but even bigger than that, just marketing strategy as a whole. She comes into your business, sees exactly what lever to pull and how to get you the results. She's an expert in not just marketing strategy to grow your brand in a big way, but an expert in social media marketing, email marketing, advertising, you name it. She probably knows a whole lot about it. And she has worked with some of the biggest retail and hospitality brands. And I have had the pleasure of calling Tash a friend, but also a client over the last 6 to 12 months. And her growth has gone from feeling capped. Basically, she bought herself a full-time job. We know that feeling, right? Where we're capped on our income, we're capped on our time. She was working 5 to 6 days a week. And she thought this is how good it gets. But when she came in, we shaked some shit up and really started to pave this path towards her next level. And in a very short time, in around 6 to 12 months, she has not just doubled her income, but that is a sustainable level of income that she's locked in months in advance. But she is now only working 3 days a week, which is so incredible because it means she gets to take those trips to Disneyland. She gets to spend more time with her family and do the things that she loves as well. But as we know, on every success journey, this did not happen overnight. She put in the real work. And so we're breaking down some of the challenges that she had to face, the mindset things that she had to shift through to make this her reality now, and the strategy as well. We're breaking it all down, and this is a super valuable episode, whether you want to learn a thing or two about marketing or you're transitioning through a massive growth phase in your business, this is going to be the episode for you. So let's waste no more time. Let's get right into this. Hey, Tash, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. It's been a long time coming. I've been talking about this for so long.
I know. It has been a long time coming. For those that don't know, Tash and I actually met like day one at uni. I was like 17 years old. I don't know how old you were, but we were young. We were very, very young. And then we kind of went our separate ways in our careers and then came back, you know, and you're doing so many incredible things in the marketing space, now running your own business. And I had the pleasure of getting to work with you through Business for Life and Iconic Leadership. And just seeing what you've achieved in that time is incredible. But for those that don't know you as well as I do, tell us a little bit about what you do.
So I am a digital marketing expert. So I started my business about 3 years ago now, became a first-time mom, decided that that's what I wanted to do to, you know, maintain a good work-life balance and all of those things. But really, the story all starts like over 10 years ago. Went to do an internship at Disney because I'm a bit of a Disney freak and learned everything about storytelling in your content, digital marketing, the opportunities that really unlock a whole world of opportunity when it comes to digital. This was back at a time where digital was really just taking off. And now when we think about marketing, we don't think marketing without digital anymore. So as I learned some of those foundational skills back then, they've continued to grow and evolve and really like just took that opportunity to learn skills in multiple spaces of digital marketing, email marketing, advertising, social media marketing, content marketing, all the things. It all just really piqued my interest. And here I am now with a bit of like a toolbox to offer clients. And that's what I do.
Yes. Okay. What makes you different from like all the other digital marketers out there? Like, how do you approach things differently?
I think that one thing, and you know, one thing that I fell into the trap of as well when I first started was just offering one thing to businesses. So I started off offering just social media services because I knew that those businesses needed more, but I thought that all they'd be looking for was the thing that they didn't want to do, which was media marketing. It was the thing that nobody else wants to do, and or they think that they can, you know, do by themselves, and then they realize it's actually a ton of work. What I came to realize is that they actually do need all the other things. So that is, I guess, what makes my agency different, is that I help businesses across all aspects. So we put together a whole overarching strategy that it takes together your email marketing, what your website looks like, how that integrates with your email marketing. And then we look at your advertising and how that integrates with your social media marketing and your organic content strategy and how all of that works together to actually achieve results for businesses. Because if you're always just stuck in social media or you're always just stuck in email marketing, you're never going to get those really insane results that you're dreaming of.
Yeah, I love that, because marketing is a whole thing. It's not just like, okay, if I do my social media, everything will magically work together. So you have so much expertise. You've worked with some of the biggest brands. I mean, Disney, what a dream. But also, you know, here in Australia, some of the biggest retail chains, and you now are able to bring that to your clients. I'm going to dive more into all of your marketing expertise because I know you have so much to share. But firstly, I really want to take a rewind to maybe around 6 months ago when we first started working together inside of Business for Life. And I want to just take people on the journey because I have had a front row seat to your growth, not just through your business, but personally over the past few months and what you have achieved, the confidence that you've built, the mindset, the results in your business and your life have been incredible. So back before then, what was your business looking like? Like, what did it look like on the daily? Because I know that some people are going to really resonate with maybe where you felt like you were at.
On the daily, on the like top line view, things were looking good. Financials were good. I was earning an income. I was working with clients. You know, I was able to continue doing what I was doing that I thought would just be a temporary thing. I was able to expand that to last, you know, 2.5 years, which is amazing. But I was working way more than I wanted to be. And also, you know, blurring the boundaries a little bit with clients, potentially working with clients that weren't a good fit. And really underestimating my value and my worth. So I was hitting income ceilings. I was at a point when I started Business for Life, and sort of the reason why I jumped on board with you was that, you know, it's not enough just to be good at what you do. You have to be good at business too. So I really wanted to join Business for Life to optimize my business so that I could really prioritize those 3-day working weeks, love what I do, not do the stuff that I wasn't loving so much, and in doing so, love what I do even more, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned that you were working 5 to 6 days a week when your goal was 3. You were making like a really good income, you know, like if we were comparing it to a corporate salary, like it's pretty damn good. It's such an incredible place to be at. But then what you had was you bought yourself a job, like a high paying job, but you'd bought yourself a full-time job when you came and I was like, look, what we're going to do is let's get back to that 3-day working week. And I already see the roadmap where you can 2 to 3x your income and do the 3 days. And you were like, oh my gosh, yes, that scares me. That feels like maybe a bit delusional in a sense, but you're like, all right, I'm ready to go. And I think that's the key. You know, sometimes when we're at these caps, we know something has to change. And if we continue just doing the same thing, firstly, nothing's going to change. But if we just make small tweaks again, nothing's really going to change. But you came in and you were like, I'm ready to shake some things up. Now, when we say I'm ready for a whole new level of success, I'm ready to defy logic. Like, it doesn't make any sense to work half the time, double your income, and still, you know, have this rock solid mindset. Whenever I work with clients who are like, this is the time, I'm ready to level up, the universe is like, all right, let's see how ready are you? Because like, to get to that next level, we need to push through a whole new level of discomfort, getting out of that comfort zone. And that's where most people step a foot in and then run the other direction. So take us through that process, or what are the challenges that you faced?
So when I started Business for Life, like I said, finances were good. I was working with clients that were like stable, I would say, but I did know in the back of my mind, all of this could go away in an instant because I didn't have my business set up for life. I don't know if you know this, Jess, but when I started my business, it was of the mindset that I'll just ride this wave. I'll just see how far it takes me. And then at the end of this wave, I'll go back to work. And so that was the mindset that I had up until starting Business for Life. Right there and then, in that first month, as you remember, literally went down to square one again. And that was my point where I could have been like, I'm giving up. I'm going back to full-time work. My wave is over.
And just for context for people, it had nothing to do with like you letting go of clients or like any strategies that we were implementing. The universe just aligned. The universe was like, you know what? These two clients just all of a sudden decided that their budget was going elsewhere, right? So
yes, it was factors that were out of my control, out of the client's control. You know, we were of mutual understanding that we loved working together, but you know, potentially the contracts that were in place, the expectations that were in place, it was a lot and would have needed to transition to build this business for life anyway. So it was kind of the universe saying, okay, I hear you. I'm going to throw a curveball at you right now and see how you take it. And yeah, like I say, it could have been that point, I'm like, okay, this is the sign to go back to work. But it wasn't, because I had you in my corner. It was the sign to keep building on what I was building and set up my business so that it wasn't just a thing that I'm doing for now. It's not just a thing that I'm just riding the wave. This is my full-time job and I love what I do. So yeah, had to stick with it, do all of the mindset work and the business foundations as well, and learning how to do good business.
So incredible. And I mean, rewind to that time where those clients dropped off. And I remember there was that period where we were working through building those foundations, building your signature offer, shifting away from just offering social media and really tapping into, like, if you could design your dream business with no expectations on what you think your clients want or what you think is going to sell easiest, and come back to, let's build your dream business, then the clients come, right? But sometimes there is a period of time where we have to hold that trust. Now, I'm not of the mindset of just like, just wait and it will get better. We were doing the strategy. Like, we backed it up with the core business strategy, the foundations. And there was that period of time though that was discomfort. And you were like, okay, Jess, but like, come on, you know, like, I think I might need to go back and get a job. And it's a mindset thing, right? Because in those moments, we always have two choices. And what I say to everyone is, no matter where you're at in your business, whether you're just starting, whether you're $1 million deep, whether you're multi-$1 million deep, 20 years in, whatever it is, there are going to be those times where you say, I'm ready to shake things up. I'm ready to grow. I'm ready to create a new level of success or a new definition of success. And we're going to be tested. We're going to face so many challenges, and there's no one coming to save us, because we are the boss and we are the driver. We are the person in the driver's seat. And we always have two choices in those moments. Like you shared, you know, it could be that evidence of, look, the wave is over. It's time for me to go back and get a job. This is all I'm going to have. This is my reality for the rest of my life. I'm going to go get a job. Fine. There's nothing wrong with that if that's what you want. But usually that's not what people want, right? We truly want the business to work out. And so that's where we say, okay, I'm going to double down on this. I'm going to really work on that strategy, really work on my mindset to build that resilience, to build that self-confidence. And I'm going to go out there and damn well make it happen. And you did exactly that. And I think this is such a relevant moment for so many people, because they see, oh, you went from that to that, amazing. But they don't see that middle ground where you're like, I might just give up today. Like, I might just go back. And we've all had those moments all the time. So what do you feel like was that piece that got you through that time?
I think it was obviously the group that we had as well. The group in Business for Life was crucial in getting me through those hard months. It was focusing on what can I do today, and really just having someone like you in my corner that's like, just wait. Like, I know that it's going to happen. Just wait. In the process, you know, we're going through BFL, doing all of the lessons and that sort of thing, and having confidence in myself. When I think about it, when I started my business and I say that I was just riding the wave, the whole time I was hoping that the wave would just keep going. Like, obviously I didn't want to go back to full-time work. I wanted that wave to just keep going and going and going, but it was realizing that I actually needed to work on myself as well as my business. And so when I say that my goals coming into Business for Life was to do better better business, I didn't realize that that meant have a better mindset as well. Because obviously the mindset coming into it was, I'm riding the wave. I'm seeing how it goes. It's going good. It's gone well so far. Like, and then it all didn't. And now I've proven to myself that this can be possible forever. You just need to keep going.
It's almost just that shift of how can I, or how can it get better? What if it could get better? And when we allow ourselves to dream and say, you know what, I am going to claim this. It doesn't have to make sense. I don't have to know all the steps right now, but even just setting that intention. But in order to set that intention, we almost have to have a level of self-belief to even allow ourselves to dream that. And that's something that you have. You're a big dreamer. You know, you love Disney and all of this incredible fantasy land stuff that I speak about. And I think that was one of the biggest keys, right? Because if you never allow yourself to say, how can I? We're never going to explore the opportunities. You never would have even joined Business for Life if there wasn't a part of you that said, this could happen for me. So I want to just break down a little bit of the strategy for everyone here as well. Now, obviously you mentioned you were doing a lot more social media. You were working with some clients who were maybe more misaligned, or you didn't really have those boundaries there. And that led to burnout and doing the things that didn't excite you to the fullest every single day. When you came to me, I remember you saying, right, Jess, everyone's saying niche. So I've niched social media. Maybe I just need to 100% let go of all the other services and just focus on that, because that's what people want. That's what they say they want. And I knew that it just, you weren't fully in on that. You were like, oh, I'm going to do it because I have to. But we really tapped into like, what makes you unique? Like, what is your superpower? And you said, you know what? I have all of this knowledge and experience. And so we were able to then take that and craft that into an incredible signature offer that, one, positioned you as a higher level expert. You already were that expert, but you were funneling yourself, hello, I'm just a social media expert, when you're actually a damn magic maker, marketing strategist, expert, extraordinaire on everything. And when we can take the superpowers, make it into a signature high ticket offer, you then start to attract clients who truly see your value, who are ready to invest in that level, who see you as that authority and expert. There's no more question about price or overstepping boundaries, and everything begins to shift from there. So can you walk us through your signature offer and how that came about?
I remember talking to you about the fact that I harp on about social media, I show up on social media and talk about social media, but I offer everything on my website. And so people, and so clients can pick and choose what they think that they need, but they actually don't really know. And so we came up with this CMO service, which was incorporating everything. So I can, you know, dive deep into a business, figure out what the gaps are, what they're doing really well, and how we can continue and build on that and build that like bird's eye view for them. Because a lot of the time businesses either think that they need to be on social media, they need to go viral, they need to do this and that, but really it comes down to that consistency and showing up on the channels that are going to make your customer's life easier to buy from you. So that's kind of where the CMO service all came about. It's the chief marketing officer / chief magic officer. I get to talk about my love for Disney because I get to throw the magic things around, and it really just lights me up to even talk about it. And yeah, it's all about not just, I guess, telling businesses what they need to do, not just showing them how to do it either, but actually doing a ton of it for them as well. Because we also talked about it, and we recognize that a lot of the time business owners are wearing all these hats, right? They think that they have to do everything, and they think they have to do it all by themselves. Otherwise it's going to cost a ton, or they're not going to see the return, or they can just do it themselves anyway, because, you know, I can do that. It looks easy enough. But really the results happen when you don't have to have that pressure on yourself, and you can rely on someone who's trusted and has experience in doing this stuff to actually make those results happen for you.
It's so powerful, the work that you get to come in with and sprinkling your glitter everywhere you go with your chief magic officer. My favorite part. Like when you said that, I was like, this is it, because chief marketing officer is like a traditional corporate term. But you made it your own. And I feel like that is the key to, one, sharing your strengths with your signature offer so that people see you in that sense, but also making it yours, which is so powerful, because then after Business for Life, we got to work together inside of Iconic Leadership, which was my mastermind all about how do we become that iconic leader in our industry, stand out as a personal brand. And you came in hot through that because we'd done a lot of the mindset work. You went from a fear of being seen to, hello, Jess, I want to speak at this global conference. Like, let me come and do that. And so you came in, we set some big fantasy land goals. You said, all right, I want to speak at some national marketing conferences. I want to do all of these incredible things. And I was like, hey, by the way, I've got a contact for that conference. Here you go. You booked it within a week. This is why I harp on about mindset being the key, because the strategy is easy. I mean, we formulated that pitch email. You wrote it up. I helped you craft it. Hit send. Guys, strategy is not the hard part when you have the mindset, because then within a couple of months, you flew across the country. You spoke on not just one stage, but multiple stages at this nationwide, if not global conference for digital marketing in the retail space, which is your niche, exactly made for you. Plus, you set up a whole ton of meetings with the biggest companies in Australia while you were over there. So I want to just walk through that part a little bit. Like, where was your mindset maybe 6 months ago around being like, if you told me 6 months ago I'd be walking out on this national stage, you'd be crazy. Like, where was your mindset and how do you feel now in terms of that?
I feel super confident now. I've kind of got the bug for it and I'm looking for more opportunities to do that kind of thing. But yeah, rewind 6 months ago to a year ago, even before that, I was quite happy just staying in my little hiding hole, not taking up too much space, a little bit fearful for what others would say about, you know, my expertise and my knowledge, being very aware of the fact that marketing changes all the time, best practice changes all the time, particularly on the digital, you know, spectrum. What's best practice today is completely irrelevant tomorrow. And so I let myself overthink these things where who's going to want to listen to what I have to say? And yeah, I think that doing the mindset work in BFL really allowed me to recognize the importance and the value of the knowledge that I have and the decades worth of experience that I have in particularly in retail and hospitality. And so I just really wanted to prove myself wrong, I guess, as well. And so it was about not just finding any opportunity, but also finding the right one. So when you presented that contact to me and you're like, oh, hey, this is a retail conference, I was like, perfect, because I can talk to retailers and tell them all about what the opportunities are and what the magic can be. And yeah, it was a whirlwind. I think it's always something that in the back of my mind I wanted to be able to do. I think even from a young age, you know, I'd do speaking things, I'd be in plays and stuff like that. I wanted to be able to have that confidence to share my knowledge with the world, but I just didn't have it. So now I do.
I think this one is really key. And this was actually something that I found challenging early on in my personal brand journey, was the part. And I always remember that you said, what if I get exposed that I don't know everything? You know, what if someone asks me something and I don't know the answer? And I think when we have a level of expertise, we also have high standards of ourselves. We're like, look, you better know everything. If you're going to go out there and be that expert, you better know what you're talking about. But what we often forget is how much we actually know. And we can never know everything. We know that, but we still almost hold on to this belief where I don't know everything yet, so I can't put myself out there. I can't be on that stage, or I can't be that expert. I can't, you know, claim that I am the thought leader, when what if I don't know everything? And that is the biggest piece, because if we continue to hold on to that, you never would have even pitched for the conference. Now you're like, give me all the conferences, like where are they at? Because I'm ready. But that is the biggest piece, right? So what went through your head around that? Because I know that was one of your biggest fears.
I think part of my character and something that I can be confident in is that I now know that I don't need to learn all the answers, but I need to be able to show the confidence to the people who want to work with me that I can find out and that they can trust me to find those answers when they don't know and if I don't know. It's impossible for me to bank every piece of data, information, strategy about marketing in my brain. But having, you know, the agility to just be like, oh, hey, that's a really good great question. I'd love to find out for you. Obviously, you can't do that on a big stage, but I think just knowing that I have enough knowledge within me to be able to answer most of those questions, and then, you know, being able to say, let's find out, let's get curious and let's find out.
Yeah, that's so powerful. And I think the biggest thing is almost being comfortable in not knowing everything. And there's so much security in that, because when we're confident and comfortable in not knowing everything, then our audience feels that, whether it's on stage, whether it's working with clients, they feel that sense of confidence and they feel safe with you as the expert. Rather than, I see some people try and fumble and like almost make up something or try and fill the gap, and people are like, I don't know what's going on here, but it doesn't feel very safe and secure. So there's so much power in just saying, you know what, I can't know everything, but also let's acknowledge all the things you do know, because there's a ton. There's a ton that you know. And as long as you're one step ahead, I mean, Tash, you're like 50 steps ahead of most people, but as long as you're one step ahead of your clients and you can provide a different angle for them, a different way of doing it, a different thought process, then you are that expert, you know? So there's so, so much power in that. So tell us about your biggest wins and biggest successes over the last few months.
You know what? I think people might see this as a small win, but I see it as a massive one. And that's actually being able to acknowledge the wins. So I did this exercise, you know, knowing that I was coming on the podcast. One of your things was these like Friday wins, and it took me a little while to get involved. I'll admit it was hard to look for those wins, even when they are, you know, could be minor, but actually having the skill, that's a skill, I feel, to learn, to know, and to be aware of when you're on the right track, you've achieved that sort of thing. So actually like being able to be acknowledged and aware of those wins is a huge one.
I remember that, because I was like, all right, everybody put in your wins. And like the first few weeks, mate, was three people and then four people. And it took you a good couple of months, but that's also an incredible process, an incredible skill to learn, because unless we're acknowledging them, all we're focusing on is what we haven't achieved, which creates a level of anxiety, a level of scarcity, a level of stress that is not conducive to growth. So let's hear your wins, because you are just a win queen now.
So from like a sales perspective, like I have now officially, whilst I had a few really challenging months where I had to do the groundwork on my mindset, the groundwork on my business, all of that, I've now successfully scaled my business beyond what I was making in those good financial months. So I've gone from doing like 8 to 10K a month to 16 to 20 consistently. And that I plan to just continue to grow. I've got plans in place now that the limit does not exist. So that's really exciting. I have now this core belief in my value and my ability. So there was a bunch of time there where this CMO offer that we had worked on together, I wasn't confident in it. I didn't know, like, why would anybody buy that? Why do they need it? Now I have that knowledge. This is actually incredibly valuable. My skill set is incredibly valuable and unique as well to particularly businesses in retail and hospitality, because a lot of businesses will work with agencies or the like that don't have that specific industry experience. Now I actually get to help other businesses discover their magic. And that's one of my favorite things to do, because I can feel confident in my own, right? So now I can be leading by example. So following my own magic and helping them follow theirs. Accepting myself as a leader is another huge one. I'm just like rattling off wins now. Like, who am I? But yeah, acknowledging myself as that leader in the marketing space has been a massive shift and win for me, because I guess prior to this, it was again, all goes down to that thing. I'm just riding the wave. I'm just doing this on the side. I'll just be quiet and just take whatever business comes my way through word of mouth or whatever. Whereas now I'm showing up and sharing my thoughts on the industry and as things change, not being stuck in the overthinking and worrying about what if it's different tomorrow. It's acknowledging that, yeah, it probably will be different tomorrow, but that doesn't mean that what I'm saying right now is not accurate and not going to be helpful even when those changes may and do take place. Literally built my business for life. So having that signature offer helps me communicate my value proposition with all of my services. So the CMO service isn't the only thing that I offer, but it is where I start with my messaging. So I start from the top, and then, you know, there is options for people to have things that are potentially more relevant or more accessible to them. And being able to talk about things that I love. So prior to working with you, Jess, we've talked about it before, but I would overthink. I would only share things that I thought were professional or whatever it might be. And so therefore sometimes didn't market my business at all because it would just get too energy draining. And now I talk about what I love, and working on what we say content pillars, I've defined my own ones of those. So we've got, you know, when I talk about magic, when I talk about creativity, when I talk about data, because that's what encompasses the work that I do for clients. So that means I can talk about it whenever I want, and that is a massive win. And that's just like several of them, and I'm probably not even scratching the surface.
So incredible. And like, while I love tangible wins because people can tangibly understand them, the biggest piece that I think is like the most incredible is like how rock solid you are in who you are, what you stand for, and you know what, this is the direction I'm going. You have your income locked in for the next, what, 4 to 6 months. You're not feeling that level of scarcity where in the past your clients were like, see you later, and you're like, holy shit, now I've got none. You know, like there's foundations in place that give you a level of safety. When you're playing with your daughter on your 4 days off a week, you get to enjoy watching Frozen while like feeling that security. And that is a massive piece as well. And often why a lot of people end up at burnout, because they're like, holy shit, I could lose all this tomorrow. So I've got to continue to hustle and burn out. It's beyond incredible. And like you said, there is no limit now. There's just no limit. This is just the beginning. And when you upgrade yourself, you have that forever. And it's been such a pleasure to work with you. So Tash, if people want to come and work with you, you offer this holistic view on marketing and getting people the results in their business. You bring in the deep strategy. You also implement, you facilitate photo shoots, the social media, the email marketing, ads, the whole shebang, right? You're like a one-stop shop. But who do you work with, and who are you maybe calling in to work with, in what way?
I am calling in all businesses, but especially if you are in the retail space, the hospitality space, if you have a restaurant, anything like that, that is my game. That is where I've spent over 10 years working. And if you're ready to, you know, discover what makes you unique, what makes you special as your business, and you are ready to talk about that, it's not about the next, you know, seasonal menu offer or something like that. It's what makes your business really special and how can you be setting those trends instead of just following them.
Powerful. And that is the key to long-term business success. Not like, oops, let's throw up a quick sale today because we need to make some dollars. You know, like you help your clients build that long-term success. And this is the big picture thinking that I know as well is going to last for the future, where we see a lot of businesses maybe come and go super quickly. They're focusing on those short-term wins. So working with you, Tash, and I've had the pleasure of doing that as well. You've helped me with some incredible stuff as well. Is incredible. So if you guys want to find out more about Tash, I will put her social media, her website, all of the above in the show notes. What is the best way for people to reach out to you, Tash?
Best way is Instagram. That's where I hang out on the daily. So you can find me at nw.creativestudio. Also on LinkedIn, also on my website, wherever you feel the most comfortable. Send me a voice note anytime or slide into my DMs.
Well, thank you for sharing all of your incredible wisdom, Tash. Like I said, guys, check out Tash's account. She shares so much wisdom. I'll put all the links in the show notes for that as well. Thanks for hanging out, Tash. We will.
Thank you so much, Jess. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
Yay. I hope this episode has brought you so much inspiration, igniting that fire under your butt and giving you some clarity to go and implement into your business right now. Because without implementation, there is no reward. So if you have loved this episode, thank you for hanging out with me today. And if you would like to go deeper, I am updating my free trainings all of the time. The link is in the show notes. And these are not your surface level free trainings. These are actual deep trainings that I share with my mastermind students. So if you would like to get some more guidance on your business, then click the link in the show notes and you can dive into some of my free trainings that I'm updating regularly. I'll see you on the next episode.